Before we start, show everybody your shirt. Look, you can look at yourself. You've been looking at yourself the whole time we've been on here. The Ultimate Warrior.
That's right.
And apparently, Michael, you have an Ultimate Warrior shirt.
I almost wore it today, yeah.
Which would have been fantastic.
Always almost wore it. Believe. Always believe.
You know, that was right before I got into wrestling. You're younger than me, so I'm not exactly sure how you know about the Ultimate Warrior. But was that his slogan?
Yeah.
There's going to be people that are furious that I don't know that.
How do you not know that? The Ultimate Warrior?
I wasn't an Ultimate Warrior guy.
Who'd you like?
Hulk Hogan.
He's
been there. No, I'm talking about Hulk Hogan before Hollywood Hogan was okay. Now, I love the NWO.
Hey, for life.
Oh, man. Wolfpack?
I liked them too sweet.
NWO was, you had Hogan was the leader.
Yeah.
And then you had?
Like the Rollins brothers, Scott Steiner.
Oh, man, you're going deep.
The dude with the toothpick. Who is that?
Razor Ramon. Oh, yeah.
Scott Hall.
Scott Hall, that's right.
Then you had Big Diesel.
Steve Nash was in the Wolfpack. Kevin Nash. Yeah. Steve Nash played basketball.
Yeah, Steve Nash. Yeah, we'll get to basketball in a minute. Just calm down.
Hey.
Is Triple H in there?
Nah.
No.
He was WWF.
D-Generation X.
That was it.
NWO was WCW before they combined.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I forgot about the big gold belt.
Bill Goldberg, undefeated.
Oh, man. Did he ever get beat?
Yeah, he got beat.
They should have let him go out. He never should have gotten beat. He should have been that mythical figure that just speared everybody.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah. DDP.
DDP.
Stu, who had the best entrance music?
Ooh.
Man, that's tough.
Goldberg's is pretty phenomenal.
Goldberg's dun,
the flames, and then he inhaled the smoke, blew it out.
Yeah. That's good. Stone Cold was nasty.
Oh, Stone Cold's got to be now.
The Rock was great.
The Rock was good.
Shawn Michaels probably has the best interest song.
Yeah.
They think I'm cute.
They think I'm sexy.
Yeah, that's right. Who else?
Isn't that your ringtone?
Depends who's calling. Yeah. Then there was the D-Generation X. I was a big Rage Against the Machine guy. So I thought that was Rage Against the Machine forever, but it wasn't. I don't think it was.
I don't remember their music.
Rage?
No, I remember Ray. I didn't remember D-Generation X music, their intro.
Yeah, I can't.
Fantastic. I think it's a little bit obscene, so this is...
Well, we're not going to play it.
Right. Oh, do you want me to sing it?
Do you have that capability? Can we play things other than that garbage intro song that you have?
They would flag us.
Oh.
That's why we have the intro song that we have.
Can I play it on my phone?
The intro song? Yeah, I can get it. I'll get it on your phone.
If I wanted to play some George Strait right now, could I play it?
They'd get us. They'd get us.
Who is they?
The FCC won't let me be me. So let me see. They'll come after us.
Hey,
they want to shut me down on MTV.
What do y'all
think about?
Quit singing
before you say something.
What about all this McMahon stuff?
I have no idea. I'm not a social media guy.
Oh, man.
I'm out of it.
Big documentary coming out. It's going to be interesting.
On the Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw something about that.
It'll be pretty cool.
Is it on him or her?
I think it's him. They're making him out, as the villain.
I mean, isn't that what they do with every successful person, though?
Yeah, they're going after him.
I mean, they did a Dynasty video or documentary on the Patriots dynasty, and all it was Bill Belichick slander.
Huh.
The greatest football coach in the history of the world.
Hold on. Okay, there you go. All right. Okay. As long as you throw that in there, we're fine.
Yeah, well,
If you had to pick one or the other, who is the greatest?
Football coach?
Yes.
American football coach?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We'll get to that in a minute. The fact that he said American football just infuriates me.
It's got to be Nick Saban.
Okay. Hold on. What does that mean? As opposed to Canadian?
When you get to know football? What is real football, like soccer football?
American soccer.
There's no such thing as soccer, and then American football.
I gotcha.
He's a Manchester United.
No,
guy.
Easy.
Are you not?
City.
What? Who's that?
Manchester City, the greatest football team in the world.
Is that not the same thing as what I just said?
No. Manchester United is in the other side of the town. Then they've been like, they're like.
So there's a rival situation?
There's a very big rivalry.
Man. We just lost every one of our viewers talking about.
Yeah, let's not talk about
football.
That. You guys, I understand. You know, it's okay. I understand where I live.
You know, Stu went to...
Did you play soccer?
No, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
What'd you play?
I played right back.
What?
Right back. I played defense.
Right back from where?
Right back from Wendy's most of the time. But no, I played.
So were you a striker?
No, that's the guy. I wasn't. I didn't get into it. I got into it late. So I played from like 9 to 16. So I wasn't skilled enough to
do that.
That's
late?
I would think so. For to be a really good soccer player, I would think so.
Is it that same way with basketball?
No. I don't know. Maybe that's just how I felt.
Maybe it's,
I
was about to be mean, and I'm not going to be mean.
I mean, I wasn't any good at anything. So.
Oh, yes, you were.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
You tell me all the time you're the greatest baseball player, football player.
That's not true. You know that.
A multi-athlete?
Oh, he is the athlete. The athlete.
I played four sports.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you play? Soccer, basketball, baseball, football?
Football. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Huh. I got three varsity letters. They didn't let me play soccer because I had to play pick baseball.
Oh, you had to choose.
Yeah.
But you would have.
What position did you play in baseball?
It was catcher. And then so at Vestavia, they made the pitchers and catchers report in January. And when I was a freshman, I was on the varsity catching all three teams. I caught the freshman, the JV, and then the varsity pitchers. And I was gassed. And 5 a.m. is not my deal. So
yeah, you're not a morning guy.
Yeah, so like I was gassed for basketball practice. So I told coach, I was like, I'm not catching anymore after my freshman year. And he's like, yes, you are.
Ooh.
And my coach was, I mean, the greatest baseball coach to ever live in this state.
Yeah.
And, you know, 9 titles, it's okay. And he's like, yes, you are. You know, that's what you are. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
So you quit.
They quit. I moved to right field, and it was, you know, he didn't like that.
You went to catcher to right field?
Mm-hmm. I had a cannon. I was like Raul Mondesi. You even know who that is?
Yes. I don't know.
Nobody else will, but.
I was like Mookie Betts.
Okay. There you go. People will know that.
Yeah.
You got to think, man, we're speaking to not people old like you.
Yeah, but I'm well-rounded. I know a lot of things about a lot. Well, I'm a Renaissance man.
Don't talk about soccer.
That's fine. We're good.
We can talk about anything, and we don't even have to talk about basketball, other than how do you bring the culture and climate to the program? That's the inside joke, everybody. That's the question. If you don't know anybody, that's the one you ask because it's just generic.
Yeah.
And then he has to give a generic answer, and then nobody
cares. I get to talk about how great Coleman is.
We're going to talk about how great Coleman is.
It's a great place.
Where were you born?
St. Vincent's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama.
I'm at the town, but Vestavia. Thanks for what room number?
I think it's 444.
Okay, that's a good pull.
Vestavia, then, Alabama.
So you grew up in Vestavia, went through school there.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you start coaching?
Well,
I don't know if I know this. Where was your first coaching job?
I played 2 years at UAH, and then I technically, on paper, I was a student manager at Alabama, but like, they moved me into there used to be a dorm room in Coleman Coliseum, and I lived in the.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Were there a lot? You got to live in it?
Yes.
Just the one.
That's pretty cool.
It was like an 8x10 cinder block wall. I didn't go to any classes.
Because it was. Sounds like my time down there.
It was dark.
Like, is this like a Goodwill Hunting situation? Like you're living there in the janitor's closet?
It's like, you know how Rudy unlocks the...
Yes, that's kind of how it was. A Rudy situation. Yeah, that's better.
Except they knew I was there.
Huh.
And like,
are you sure?
Yeah, they knew I was there.
Who was the coach then?
Coach Gottfried.
Okay.
And so like I would work the players out at night and do stuff like that. I was kind of more, handled the film and stuff like that. I was a little bit more than a manager, but...
Did you like living there?
Loved it. Yeah. Oh, living there. Yeah. The only drawback, my sister was coaching softball at Alabama at the time. And like, I'd have a couple 8 a.m. classes. And, you know, it's college. You don't go to those 8 a.m. Right. You just pass the test.
No, children, yes, you do go to
class. Yeah, you go to class. Yes, you go to class.
Gosh.
You go to class. Yes, children, you go to class. But like, if you get the drop on the class, you know how to pass the test.
You know what's up.
Yeah. It's all about what you learn. It's not. You got to learn. If I learned what I need to learn, I learned it. Now, but my sister would knock on my door and like,
hold on. You're in Coleman Coliseum. Mm-hmm. That's where your room is.
Right.
What about at night when they lock it all up?
Yeah.
Do you have a key to get in and out?
I had a passcode, like a fob.
That is
really cool.
That is interesting.
You had to run
the
place.
One time I got called into, Dave Hart was his name. He was actually the the AD at Tennessee for a while, and I get an email. You have a 10 o'clock meeting with Dave Hart.
And well, that was fun, I bet.
I was like, I was so stupid. I didn't know who he was. And he's like the associate athletic director. He's like right under Mal Moore. And he's like, hey, man, when you work those players out, number one, don't turn on the TV lights. And number two, turn them off when you're done.
You left them on?
Well, defense, I'm a young kid. I'm an idiot. I'm a young kid. At the very top of Coleman Coliseum, next time you go in there, look up at the very top. There's like a crow's nest. And you had to walk all the way up there or hit the elevator and still walk about, you know, a long way up there. And you had to go up there and hit the light switch.
Was that the light switch you were supposed to hit?
Yeah, there's main gym one. I still remember it was yesterday. Red button, main gym one. Red button, main gym two. And then there was TV lights.
So you hit them all?
Oh, yeah.
Had the place
lit
up. And
the TV lights are like, I don't know the exact price, but he might have been exaggerating, but the number that's sticking out in my head is like $10,000 an hour. I left them on overnight. Yeah. So we never did that again.
Why did I not know this?
I mean,
that's pretty cool, though.
I bring that up in conversation. Like, hey, man, I used to live in Coleman Coliseum.
Yeah, that's something that's so cool. It's better than all the useless crap we usually talk about.
Yeah, well.
Would you ever just get up and shoot some hoops?
So I missed out on, like, pledgeship and fraternity and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So my way in was I'd let those dudes, Six Sigma Nu and Phi Gan, I'd let them come hoop, and we'd hoop till, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
you can tell a real basketball guy hoop.
Yeah,
hoop.
You play basketball till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what normal people would say.
Probably right.
All right. So after your awesome life, how long were you there?
I was there 3 years.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you got to live that life for 3 years.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Could you get into the concession stand?
No.
Like you couldn't get back there and cook some hot dogs or hamburgers or anything?
Believe it or not, regardless of my figure, I could not get in back there.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if you had M&Ms just at your beck and call or not.
Well, they did have a lot of snacks. They had Bud's Best Cookies in the coach's office.
Bud's Best Cookies.
Well, all right, what's your go-to, Bud's?
Vanilla cream.
Really?
I
like the, it's the shortbread cookies. I can't remember what they're called. Or the lemon. They've got a lemon that's good, too.
Yeah. They'd always... you're a big lemon guy.
I love lemon.
Lemon cake.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, yeah.
Yes, and your wife makes one of the best lemon cakes I have ever eaten in my life.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a degenerate. I'm just a little kid. I'm an idiot. How they put me in this building...
I'm still wondering myself.
I'd walk in, like, Coach Godfrey's office, and he'd have, like, snacks and stuff. I'd just take everything.
Getting snacks.
Coach's office.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd just walk in there and just...
All right. At a program that level, was he accessible?
To me, yeah. I mean, I was his guy, you know. That's why I didn't make it with the next staff, because I was... his guy.
What year is this?
I was his little whipping boy. 2009. Like, he got canned in the middle of the year, my last year. And then Anthony Grant came in, and I worked for them for about 2 months. And they let me go. They were the nicest people about it. I was such an idiot. But they were the nicest people about it. They're like, we'll help you go wherever you want to go. And I'm like, nah, I don't want your help. Like,
gosh.
Did you feel like some kind of loyalty there or what?
You know, I did feel a little loyalty to Coach G. And then at the end of the day, like, you know, not to get into it, but they kind of like, hey, we're going to have you around. And then they're like, oh.
Yeah, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah, oh, we found out you're really close with Coach Godfrey. Let me get rid of you. But they were really good. The problem with me is I had to take like 24 hours in the summer to graduate to go to my next job.
24 hours?
Yes. It was
in the summer.
Yes.
That's hard to do.
It was crazy. I made the dean's list. My mom still has it framed in her house.
That's hilarious. Hard to even schedule that many hours in the summer,
right?
It's
impossible. I was literally going, I was in class all day. Now, one of the classes was women's studies, sex in the city class. I mean, but.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you make in that?
A+. They loved it.
Of course. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So can you quote all the Sex in the City shows and. movies.
Don't put me on blast, man.
You're the one that said it.
I love that show.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know.
I can't quote it.
But I couldn't tell you a character.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Who's that? Is that the main one?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me all the extras, too?
I don't know. I can't remember. Charlotte's my favorite one. I liked her.
She's honestly the brunette.
She married an ugly fat dude. So, like, I kind of like, you know, she's pretty and married an ugly fat dude. Now he has a lot of money, but.
All right, we got to talk about something else because I can't even act like I know what y'all are talking about now.
Come on, man.
So, you were down there during the rise of Saban. You were there when he got hired and then saw him.
One of the most epic meetings ever. So, Coach Godfrey gets let go. And Coach Saban has a team meeting with basketball because there was like, we had Julio Jones on campus and you could hear a pin drop at Coleman Coliseum on a recruiting visit. And it was just boring. Like you could literally hear a pin drop because we were so bad.
Oh.
And so Saban's like, I'm trying to bring these big high level recruits in and our basketball team's playing kind of lackluster and the crowd's not into it. Everyone's grumpy. They let Coach Godfrey go. Well, we had a team meeting with Coach Saban, you know, not snuck in the back. And I'm not going to tell you what he said, but it was awesome. I mean, like I would run through the brick wall and.
Was it good?
Amazing.
Did you get to meet him?
I mean.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Coach. Thanks for being here.
Did you give Roll him Tide. The, hello, Stu Studeman. It's great to meet you, sir.
Just shook his hand. Was like, you know, it's like kind of surreal.
Did you say, this is my house?
Yeah, welcome in. Come on.
Anytime you want to come over, just let me know.
Mine is yours, Coach. Yeah. Let me get in that noon game you have.
All right. I could stay on that all day. Where'd you go after Alabama?
Spring Hill College.
What'd you do there?
I was an assistant coach, and it was Spring Hill. So you're going from high major Division I basketball to NAIA basketball at a Jesuit school in Mobile. Okay, and so, like, I was the student manager, the strength coach, the assistant coach, and back then you had to do film. Like, I had to like mail out DVDs, burn the DVDs, and mail them out. It was miserable. And so, like,
well, you're boring me. Move on. Where'd you go after that?
Went to Chipola Junior College, which if this was
who?
Chipola Junior College.
Where's that?
It's in Marianna, Florida. It's about 20 minutes south of Dothan, and it's the number one. It used to be the number one JUCO in the country for men's basketball.
When you were there, when you left, it all just fell apart.
Yeah, that's basically right.
Okay.
All right. Well, we were number. I got some great stories there too. It's all like our starting five all started in the NCAA tournament. Like they were nasty.
For something like that, how long did they stay at JUCO?
Well, those kids usually back then, before the rules changed, you had to stay 2 years.
Oh, you had to?
Yes.
So they'd be there 2 years and then transfer.
If you're a non-qualifier, you had to stay 2 years, and we only had we didn't have the only reason our kids were there is because they either were non-qualifiers or they were, you know, maybe had a little trouble.
Some trouble.
Understood.
Yeah.
But you straightened them out. You got them on the right path to victory.
Yeah. First day I had the keys. I was the dorm room RA.
You stay there too?
Yeah. I lived on campus.
I like that. But not in the stadium though, right?
No. My boss, he's like, hey, here's the master key. We have practice at 6 a.m. Get them up. And I guess it was some kind of test.
Oh.
Because I'd never met these kids. And I'm busting up in their rooms.
Oh, man.
Oh, I bet that was
entertaining. It was interesting.
If you had practice at 6, what time are you hitting the first door?
I'm hitting them like you're 4:45 the first door because they are not moving.
And
6 is a very liberal time. Like, I mean, our 6 was really 7 because the coach knew.
Is that bad?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Coach knew like.
It was going to take some time.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it was interesting. Met a lot of cool coaches. Tim Floyd, you know.
No.
You don't know Tim Floyd?
No.
You used to coach the Bulls?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not. I've told you 100 times. I'm not a basketball guy, man.
Yeah, but that's Tim Floyd.
This is true. He's the only reason that I really enjoy basketball now is watching his teams play.
You're calling games now too, right?
Sometimes.
All right.
Whenever Stu allows me to.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
He's one of the. He doesn't really like me around any of the program. It's just he thinks I'm a stain on society. Where'd you go after there?
I went back home to Vestavia Hills High School, and I worked as a custodian from 4:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Irondale Community School, K through 3. I would go to my apartment. I stayed at Foxhall Apartments in Mountain Brook. $500 a month. God, I miss those days.
Yeah.
I'd eat a peanut butter sandwich, and I'd go to practice and games at Vestavia.
Were you a coach?
Yeah.
Okay. And well, you just said custodian.
Yeah,
you
didn't... well, I was a custodian. They
That was kind of your daytime
job?
Yeah,
it was my day job. I didn't have a teaching certificate yet.
But you were on staff.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And then so I'd go all practice, and I'd come back and do my master's degree at night.
You have your master's?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I'm glad we're doing this. I'm learning all kinds of things about him.
Where was that? Is that a UAB thing or what?
I went to the University of Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah.
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 Yeah. Awesome. It was an interesting place.
I don't know if I enjoy this or not. I'm learning too much about it.
Yeah.
I have to be nicer to him now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm more intelligent than I look. I'm really just hardworking.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Then I went to Hewitt Trustful. I was a girls coach for 2 years. And the lady who hired me, her name is Karen Johns. She called me in July. It's like, I need a favor. And I'd known Karen. Karen coached the U.S. Olympic team, softball. She's an assistant coach. Known my sisters for, you know, hundreds of years, whatever. She's like, I need a favor. I need you to coach my girls' basketball team. And I said, well, if you can promise me a job as a history teacher, then I'll come. She's like, I got you. First one that comes open, I got you. And so I didn't even think about it. I just took it. And I walked downstairs. I still live with my parents. I still walked downstairs and I told my dad, Dad, I'm a head coach. I'm a head girls coach at Hewitt. And he's like, you call them right now and you tell them you're not going over there.
What?
And dad's from Hewitt. He went to Trustful.
What do you mean? Like, what?
They won 4 games the year before.
He didn't have faith in you.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe he didn't. And Trustful was in a big time transition with superintendent change, principal change.
So he just felt like he's like,
this is not good for you. You're coming out of college. You've never coached girls athletics before. Like,
so did you take it?
Yeah, I took it.
Against the advice of your father.
And sometimes there are days I'm like, man, I wish I wouldn't have taken that. But every time I reflect, I'm like, I am better for taking that job.
There you go.
What was your record?
We won 12. We went 12-20 my first year. So we had a 8-game improvement.
Yeah.
And then we had everyone back and won 21 the next year.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that says
something. And we went to the playoffs. First time in like 5 years
there. How was all the behind-the-scenes stuff? Was it rough to get through?
It was rough. You know, it's just.
No support?
They support you all right. We had great parents. That's why I got lucky. I had great parents and great kids. Like, I still talk to a lot of those girls today. But it was just the school culture wasn't what it is. They have a good thing going down there now, and the school culture just wasn't what it needed to be back then. And they were in transition. And you know, they hired a really good coach after I left. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I would never want to go back that time. But I feel like I kind of helped them get through, because they just weren't used to working hard. Like, they didn't even play games over holiday break, and you're just like, how can you have a basketball program and take 3 weeks off in the middle of the season? It just doesn't.
Most do.
Yeah, maybe.
That's also why most are not successful. So.
Correct.
So what year is this?
I can't even remember. Like 11, 12 maybe? 12, 13?
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember.
When did you get to Mountain Brook?
The next. I'd spent 2 years.
So you left there and went to Mountain Brook,
yeah.
That's where you met Bucky.
Well, that's where I started working with Bucky. Bucky was one of my good friends for a long time.
Oh, you knew him before then?
Yeah. He came to one of my games at Trustful and was like, have you not quit this?
Wow.
Like, y'all are so bad. And I was like, golly, you're dejected. He's like, no, y'all are bad, but you're getting the most out of them. Like, that's all you can ask for. And I'm like, thank you. And so he hired me because I can coach defense. And, you know.
You can coach defense. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I can do that.
So how long were you at Mountain Brook?
I was there 2 years, then I left, and I came back.
How many championships did you win?
I don't remember, like 4? No, We had.
That's a good problem to have. That wow. You don't remember how many state championships.
Well, there was some
won.
Year like when I went away for 2 years, I came back and like helped, you know. So like, I don't really count those.
What'd you go away for? Can we talk about that?
Yeah,
that...
I didn't go away. Like, I wasn't incarcerated or anything. Yeah, I went to, I was the head coach at Greenville. You know where Greenville is?
Yes, I know where Greenville is.
Bates House of Turkey.
Yeah. Is that where that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was the head coach at Greenville High School for a year. Had one of the best seasons ever in school history there. Went to the Sweet 16. And if I wasn't, you know, 29, 30 and single, I'd probably still be there. Like, that place is awesome. You know, it's just, you're kind of their dad. You know, you're really making an impact in the kids' lives.
How big are they?
5A. Okay. But it's like, I mean, I think like 98% of the school is on free lunch. You know, it's a good cause. And, but, you know, 30 and single living in Greenville. And then I got hired at Grissom and went up there just, my sister kind of talked me into doing it. I just didn't really fit there. I didn't really like it. So I went back to my honey hole, Mountain Brook, went home.
You stayed there how many more years?
1 year.
Just 1 year? Yeah. That's when you got hired up here?
No, I went from Grissom back to Mountain Brook for three years.
Won some championships?
Yeah. We went champions, runner-up champions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then you came here.
Then I came here and went champions. So there was 4 years in a row I coached in the last game of the season.
This is your fourth year here?
Yeah, started my fourth.
And you win a state championship your very first year. So, you know, you really set the bar low for yourself.
I didn't do that. The players did that.
Yes, 100%. I mean, yes, but you're the head coach is what
shot.
I meant. Thank you. I know you're not running up and down the court.
We made. You were just as much a part of that as me?
No, sir. No. I didn't meet you till after you won that.
Yeah, but that was a yeah.
So no, I can take credit for
supporting.
Any that you win from here because right. of my expert tutelage.
Right. Well, that you were supporting, you know.
Oh, 100%.
That counts. You're a part of it.
I was behind the scenes supporting you every step of the way.
That's right. Behind this winter tie.
That was before I met you, and that's when I went and watched Coleman because I'm not a basketball guy. I went and watched. Said, hey, I can get into this. This is.
Yeah.
Fast paced, running up and down.
Yeah. It was different.
Yeah. There's always something going on when you watch one of his teams play.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Plus, I had to go see what all the fuss was about because everybody was telling me that there's this weirdo that's bringing
psycho.
Green into Coleman.
Yeah, psycho.
Hold, now,
all right.
Just for everybody out there, I want to get into this Green thing for just 2 seconds.
All right, go ahead.
And this is, he actually has a reason for the Green.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I said, you just came out of the blue and said, I want green? He said, no. Why? Where's the green come from?
All right. So our guys had always had to wear, like, black and gold shoes. Well, you know, I'm a new guy.
He loves shoes.
Yeah, I love shoes. You know, I'm a new guy. Like, I don't know the rules here at Coleman, so I'm just going on what we've always done, the way I saw it done at Mountain Brook. Got to work for the best, you know, so – like, guys, y'all can wear whatever shoes you want to wear. And they're like, really? They get so excited. And I was like, you know, it'd be really cool, guys, that green eye of the bear calf, y'all wore green shoes. And they were like, so they found these cool.
Hold on, go back. In the bear cat, wait, like the mascot?
In the bear cat's eyes of our logo, it's green.
Okay.
I wish we had
it. So that's where the green comes from.
Yeah, it's green.
The green eye of the mascot.
And the first time I ever asked him, because it was, I mean, it was a big uproar. I don't know if you heard about it.
There's still people upset.
People were mad about it?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, it's.
There's still people who, you know, make comments.
I mean, it's weird.
It's
black and gold is Coleman colors, but he brought it. He says, no. He says, nobody can say anything because that is an official color because it's in the eye of the
bear
cat.
So we were also redoing our floor at the time. So I was they were getting my input of what I want the floor to look like. And so, like, they have the Sherwin Williams school color palette out, and that's the school color.
It's on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he could
So there's some
that
precedent
battle.
Then.
Yeah.
To...
So, and they weren't very happy about the shoes. And I'll never forget it. Mark Britton put his arm around me and he said, he pushed those glasses up and he said, buddy boy, green shoes. And I said, yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Great. It's going to be great. You know, great marketing thing. Kids love it. It's going to be good. He just looked at me. You better win a lot of games, son.
He knew. Yeah, he knew, right?
All right. So it just took off from there. And now, like, you know, our rule is as long as they're playing hard, working hard, which our kids always do, they can wear whatever color shoes they want to wear. It's like the one individualized thing they can do within our team concept. It's, you know, and our kids like it, and I love it. It's.
Have you been to a basketball game?
I have, yeah.
So you've seen the lights.
I was at the home here. Haven't lately.
Oh.
I haven't. It's been a little bit.
It's a production, man.
He puts on a light show.
What do you mean?
Laser.
There's a whole.
He can't do smoke anymore because he fogged out
the
gym. Hey,
really? We're working on bringing that back.
Really?
We're working on bringing that
so
back.
So this is a big production.
Yes. Oh. It's fun.
I'll be there this year.
Go off. He's got a scoreboard that's, how long is it?
Our scores table 30. Scores table. You know, we do need a new scoreboard, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We'll talk. Gosh. Yeah. He has a scores table that has LED screen that's, how long, 30 foot?
30 foot. It's the biggest in the state.
Wow.
Absolutely, it is.
Really?
I mean, it's all of a sudden, all the lights go off.
Yeah.
And he's got green track lighting all over the ceiling. It comes on. A green spotlight hits the team. They run out. There should be smoke,
wow.
But he can't figure out how to do it without setting off fire alarms.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I messed that up.
Did that happen? Fire
yes. Alarm. On our picture
we
day.
Probably shouldn't talk about it a lot. But
Okay. Yeah,
I'm trying to get.
That's pretty cool. No, I'm going to have to see this.
Yeah, it's a production. It's good.
Yes, it's not something you expect to see at a high school game. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you don't talk about an atmosphere come to home basketball game.
Yeah, I need
to. It's cool.
And, it, you know, gym's small. It's like Cameron Indoor Stadium. That's Duke basketball. You know that, right?
Who?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
So it's small stadium. It's intimate atmosphere, and it's a production. And, you know, in the people don't understand, in the South, basketball has to be entertaining. We're football. I get it. It's football. And if you're not entertaining them with your style of play and – your games aren't fun to go to. People aren't going. I mean, you play too many of them. You play 30 of them. So you're playing 13, 14 home games. They got to be entertaining. They got to be fun. And they got to, you know, kids got to want to be a part of that. So
you sort of sound like Vince McMahon right now. You know, put on
that. I don't know if that was a compliment.
Yeah.
You remember when we were in school, basketball, you know, if you went to school there and parents,
yeah,
and
right.
There was a few that just wanted to go, but the gym was half full, maybe on a good night.
Yeah.
You go to a home, win too. I mean, win.
Yeah, you win a state championship first year. It really fills the seats, but it is home games are packed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
you go
I'm
by
excited.
The parking lot, there's cars everywhere in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the real deal.
It's been, the Coleman's been good to us, our program. I mean, it really had the city and everybody, and even like the county school coaches have been very complimentary. And they've been nice to get along with, and everyone's been, you know, I think once they came in and once they got to know me and once people got to know me and realized, like, I'm not this dude who's just coming in here to use Coleman as a stepping stone, you know, and realize, I think the county coaches were kind of like, once they realize I'm not out to take all their players and stuff like that, like, I think they're all good with me, you know. It's just, and I think we've gotten a lot of support from a lot of different people, and I've tried to go out of my way to make sure people know that this is my home, and I love it here.
And I want to say that publicly. People always say, well, you know, Stu's just going to be here another year or so, and that's what he just said he means.
Yeah.
The town's good to him, the school system's good to him, and he loves it here, and he has no reason to want to go anywhere else.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to. He loves Coleman.
Right. Yeah, Coleman is my home now, and, you know, it's – you know, you never know. They might get rid of me tomorrow. Who knows? But, you know, you just don't know in a coaching world. But this is where I want to be. You know, I know my dream's always been to be the head coach at a place that they've never done, won a championship, and I am the coach. Everyone knows who I am and, you know, what I stand for, what I'm about. And, you know, my high school coach, I want to be my high school coach. He stayed at Vestavia for 35 years.
You want to do anything else besides coach?
Yeah, I mean, I realize it's the day and age where coaches coach for 30 years is over.
Is it? That's no. That's a.
I mean, like, it's just hard. You get stale. I mean, Coach Britton was incredible here, and he lasted 17 years. And at the end, he told me, he was just like, it was time to go. You know, and even Coach Meyer, before I got here, he did a fantastic job. He just got a little stagnant, a little stale. So, like, you know, but I want to be here, and I want to be involved in athletics. So I would one day, you know, hopefully be an athletic director. You know, and I hope it, you know, at Coleman. It'd be nice to be at Coleman, but, you know, building an all sports program that's competitive and everything. Like, I would love to bring, you know, our game day, I call it game day production, our atmosphere to every sport we have, and just be hands-on and, you know, trying to build something special. And Coach Stevens has done a heck of a job with, I think our athletics is, you know, always heading in the right direction. But, you know, I could put a little Stew spin on it, I guess. But that's something that's in my plan. You know, I don't know if it's whatever time.
In this day and age, can you be a coach and an AD?
Yeah, you can. And the reason why is because I actually talked to my buddy. He's an athletic director in Arkansas. Not at the university, Morrilton High School. And he was the head basketball coach and AD for like 10, 15 years. And he said it's easier today because you have huddle. Like he said, back in the day, I had to go scout games. Like I'd have to go literally to the game, physically to the game. I haven't been to a high school basketball game that Coleman has been playing in 7 years.
Tell us what huddle is.
Huddle is like it's a database for film. Like we get games and – and like when we're playing a playoff game, it's like we're playing the area championship. I'm gonna watch every single game that whoever we're playing plays.
And kind of
like when we played in the state finals, I watched every single game that Huffman played. Same thing with Park Crossing. Like you just when you get in those playoffs and it's winner go home, you're watching everyone. Now you're playing school X on a Tuesday night. You're probably watching 4 or 5 games. You know, getting an idea.
It's
a way to stat. You can get their numbers and stats, and we do a lot of things mathematically.
He's one of my favorite people in the world, but in basketball season, we don't talk
what happens?
Because I'll call him and say, what are you doing? Watching film. And I'll ask him a question. Man, did you see that? Right? I'm like, hey, answer my question. Stop watching film for just a second. Like on game days, I will not talk to him.
So you're focused. It's a level of
– Like it's the cats. I'm getting like 2-3 hours of sleep a day.
Oh man! Yeah.
But he loves it. Yeah, and he thrives off of it.
It's the Rubik's cube. I mean, it's the puzzle you got to finish. You don't always get it right. But.
And he does the job. He's pleasant to everyone that he's around. Those that he knows, he might not be as pleasant. I mean, and now I
my
know
my wife. I'm pleasant to her because I'm scared of her. But.
What's amazing is before the game, I usually stand over in the corner and just watch. And me and him will walk by. Holly looked at me. She says, "Are you and Stu fighting?" I said, "No." I said, "It's game."
Yeah.
After the game,
it's a different story.
It's just we'll talk, we'll laugh. But before the game, he's in that zone, and it's just he's got that 1,000-yard stare just waiting.
And a lot of it's nerves. Anxiety is a good thing. You know, I have a lot of anxiety. Like, it doesn't matter who we're playing. I think I always find a way we can lose.
You feel it.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've gotten to the point I stopped coming out there because I just sit in my office and watch the NFHS network camera and watch the games on the camera. So I know what's going on in the girls game and then what's going on in our JV and ninth grade games. So, and I stopped coming out there, and it's just cause you know, if people talk to me, I'm going to talk to them and I'm going to be as nice as I can be, try to be, you know.
What shoes are you going to wear this year?
I have those low top Jordans that I'm still going to, I forget they're like, Jordan 1 SE, but I bought some gold, shiny gold. They're called gold medal.
What?
Yeah, they're called gold medal Air Max 97s.
Oh,
they're
man.
Shiny. I'm going to wear them on the road, I think.
Is this like gold dust shiny? Like
it's just
going
like,
back to wrestling? Or
yeah, pretty much. Like gold it? Member.
Gold dust. Red. That's a nice pull.
Yeah, gold dust. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
That'll be cool.
You'll like
I want
it.
To see those.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you won't because you're all cowboy boots and
I'm wearing
Carhartt jeans, and
I'm wearing. I don't have a pair of Carhartt jeans.
You have a cowboy hat in your car.
Yeah, I do.
Real cowboy.
It's not a real cowboy hat. No, it's a nice Stetson wool hat for when it rains. I really thought it was supposed to rain today, and it's sunny. Oh, I look good in it too. You're a strapping young man. Don't question me, young man.
The next show we're both going to wear wrestling shirts.
I told him I was going to wear my hat in here today, just throw him off.
Well, you told me to wear something weird, and I
what you did not.
And
did you?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he said he told me to wear something weird.
What did you tell
him? And you know what's sad about that is this is probably weird that a 39-year-old man is wearing an Ultimate
Warrior
shirt.
It's not weird. There's nothing weird about that.
But what's sad about it is I didn't forget.
He didn't wear this because of the show.
No,
this is normal daily attire.
I woke up late and was like, it's chilly outside. Let me throw on my first hoodie. And this was the first one I grabbed.
This is it.
What are you talking about? It's chilly outside. It can be 95 degrees and he has on a long sleeve shirt.
Well, I'm pasty, man. Get sunburned.
It's so.
I get gym tan permanently.
Do you not sweat?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. Look, my vanity is, do I still smell good? And I always smell fabulous.
Not if you're wearing wool in the summertime.
You ask anyone who's ever gotten in my vicinity close enough. You've never been never broken my bubble.
That's a weird. Yeah, I'm not going to hug you.
I'm a huggable guy.
Well, not for me. You're not.
I mean, you know, I smell nice.
That's a weird claim to make, though, that nobody would say that you didn't smell good.
I'm an odd guy, Ace.
Ace. Did you just hit me with an ace?
Ace.
All right. All right, Captain. All right, hit him with some of your... What do you do in the car?
What
do
I do
you're by
yourself?
What?
Do you have
That's a weird question.
Music?
Right now I don't have anything. My car, never mind. We won't go that. But I don't have a capability to play music
in my
car.
You got nothing.
Nothing.
So
no,
you're just
air
dead air? Oh,
nothing.
Man.
So
what?
Yeah, I gave one of my cars to my in-laws.
That sounds. So, I gave
no,
one
not
of my
one
cars.
Of my. I gave my car to my in-laws, so I'm driving.
The one you just bought doesn't have air conditioning.
I didn't buy it. My parents gave me that car. The it's like a 1999 Cadillac Escalade.
I mean, I like it.
But it's incredible. Like it's like that. Look, like I mean,
it doesn't have a radio.
Yeah, it does, but it doesn't work.
Well, then it doesn't have... Okay. I don't know why I even ask questions.
But I like listening to Game of Thrones books. Godfather.
Book on tape?
But I listen to the same ones over and over again. It's like the Godfather I've listened to like 15 times.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
I mean, it's not my favorite, but I like Lord of the Rings. Game of Thrones, I listen to those books.
Yeah, those are good.
Harry Potter, for sure. But then like I'll get in like a weird taste. Like right now... I've been listening to Soccer Chants in the car.
Soccer Chants?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
Like, you know, they do chants in the stadium.
Oh.
And they sing songs in the stadium.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'll listen to, like, the Gorillaz, Rage Against... It's just eclectic.
Yeah. Let's go back to the chants for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, please, no.
Is this, like, recordings of the chants?
So, what they do, they have these songs... that they chant at the games and they record them, like a fan will record them and they play them like an actual, like, you're not like in the stadium.
I gotcha.
Like, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that.
Cool. And then I'll play like every morning I usually play.
I'm going to listen to this. Where do you,
what?
Is this on Spotify or do you think?
I'm an idiot and pay for Apple Music. So,
I gotcha.
Like, that's just on
Apple Music. Okay.
Yeah.
But, I can't even make fun of it. I don't know.
During the season, it's
silence.
Yes.
Oh, really?
You're
just going, you're in your head.
And then I'm not the greatest driver in the world. So, you know, I have put a golf cart in a watering pole.
I can't believe you brought that up. And I'd forgotten about it.
Hold on, let's.
So I don't.
Were you there for this?
Yeah. I don't know if he needs to tell this story.
I mean, y'all are playing checkers. I'm playing chess. It got me out of teaching driver's ed. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't.
That sounds like a good move.
Have you hadn't won yet either.
No.
You're brand new.
I barely knew who Mark Stevens was. I was playing golf with him.
This is the newly hired basketball
coach.
It's
like July. It's like the first.
Early on.
Sinks a golf cart at Terry Pines.
What? And I was... like.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was completely sober.
Right, right.
Completely sober. Yeah,
like, sure, but
this is not one of those where it was just
by accident.
Yeah,
by sheer.
I'd just gotten done with driver's ed school because I was going to teach it up there.
And this was the he said no.
And I tried to hit a 3-point turn on a hill and lost control. I mean, you know.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Of course.
That's a man that's secure. I'm watching your time. I know that you've got to go. I'll get you out of here in time.
All right. Just, you know.
Don't rush me. This is
fantastic.
This is a calculated show.
Good. I got you.
We're following the script. We're walking in the door and he says, hey, you haven't told me what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Nope, because I don't know.
We never know.
I'm going to ask one of his favorite questions. What's the perfect date night for you?
What season of the year are we in?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Let's say,
what are you talking
like
about?
Now.
What is season?
Like
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's Friday. We got a game tomorrow, man.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
he's taking everything literally.
During the season.
During the season, we don't have date
You're
night.
Not doing date
yeah,
night.
During the season, my wife talk. Gets. My wife, we after we, if we win on Friday night, we go and we enjoy it for a couple hours and, you know, eat chicken wings. And
you like chicken wings?
Yeah, you know.
Spicy?
I like them all. I live with a chef, man. I have to like food.
Okay.
So
he's going to be one of the ones. I think I've talked about it on this
before.
Let's
talk about it real quick.
We're going to do the Hot Ones. There's a show on YouTube, Hot Ones. I can't remember the guy's name. I'll give him all the credit. But they have 10 hot sauces, and it starts at somewhat mild all the way to you want to.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Cut
super
your tongue
hot.
Out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to hurt.
So me and you are going to do that.
It's going to be four or five of us that'll do it. We'll sit around a table. And we're going to go through these.
I'm going to win.
And
is there a win? You can win, right?
What do you win?
Maybe
I'm not going to get up.
Maybe go the fastest.
I'm not getting up. I'm going to win.
I'm going to have us milk.
I'd go a raw dog it. I don't need to.
Can you handle
heat?
He is
talking so.
Can you do spicy stuff?
No, but there's just, you know, it's not over until I win.
No. Do you like spicy food?
That's all right. It's good.
Oh,
it's cool.
Man.
Can you eat spicy
food?
I can't
wait to see this.
Not just because we're talking about a competition. Can you eat spicy food? Does it burn you?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm like a tiger shark, man.
There's one. I'm not even going to tell you. But there's one that it gets everybody on the show. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
But we're going to do that hopefully in this.
Soon-ish.
Very soon. I've got all the sauces. It's just now just getting.
Yeah.
We got to get a table. We're going to get it set up in here.
Do it right.
That way we're going to have cameras. Yes. It's going to have. Everybody's going to be watched.
And remember, you challenged me to a push-up competition. I did more than you.
No, you didn't.
I did. You
no,
said
sir.
I couldn't do 50, and
I said
banged
that you
out 50.
Couldn't do it. You didn't do more than me.
Yeah, you did. Okay, but I can do 55. I did 56.
That sounds like another show we need to do.
His memory's a little hazy.
Whatever.
Was that? Well, that was the gymnastics night.
Yeah.
Let's just say he does not need to be
night.
On the top of a pyramid.
Yeah, back to the date night.
Back to the date night. Where do y'all go? Not season.
My not in season. My wife loves food, so we'll go anywhere. Like if there's a new restaurant, we're trying it. We love that new Luigi's.
Is it good?
It's great. It's fantastic. Trisha, she is my Trisha, but Trisha loves that.
And Trisha is one of the best cooks you will
really.
Ever
she works. She works for Southern Living, so like,
oh yeah,
for her, like we go to dinner. This is what she does, and I'm like, hold my breath because I love it because I'm a tiger shark. I eat anything. And I'm like, hey,
that's a nice reference.
Yeah, how was that? And she was like, solid. It's good. Good. That means.
Phenomenal?
No, that means...
There's a little too much basil.
That means it's not good.
That means the oil is just like
she's
right.
Being nice.
Yeah, she's being...
I gotcha.
Because she's a very respectful person. If something's bad to me, I just buy it's not good.
Yeah.
She just like...
Do you still eat it?
Yeah, I'm a big clean your plate guy.
Good. I like it.
Big clean your plate guy.
I'm going to remember that in this wing challenge, by the way.
Yeah, and then... but yeah, we'll go any restaurant. We'll do that. We like doing like the farmer's market. We like going to the farmer's market and doing stuff like that. All the festivals around here, I mean, we love that. holidays, we like going to the movies at the Alabama Theater and going to the Nutcracker and any kind of culture we can get. Like Les Mis is coming in March, May in Birmingham. We'll go see that. Like we do. And then we like to travel a lot, you know.
Which is so you meet Stu and he's this goofy, fun-loving guy. And then he has culture about him, which is weird.
Renaissance man.
Whatever. It's just.
I knew it when I saw the hoodie. I knew this was going to be a good
one. This is class.
That's right.
Culture and class right here.
I wonder what's the shirt that you have on under it?
It's Bama basketball.
Okay, nothing weird.
Old ratty shirt.
From when you were living in Coleman Coliseum. I still can't get over that. All right, I got to get you out of here. Do you have enough time? Quick question. All right. Back to the wing thing.
Okay.
And this, I need to ask you this too, and we're talking about this live on air, and that's fine. Do we do regular chicken wings, like bone-in chicken wings and drums,
right?
Or do we do the boneless?
Oh, bone-in.
Got to do bone-in.
You can't do that.
You
chicken
don't
want to
be on camera eating boneless.
Come on,
right?
Man. People will
I
roast
care less.
I mean, I like them both, but people will roast us.
That's that
all
looks,
flat.
Yeah.
I don't say I'm a drumstick guy.
Well, good. You get the drums. I get the flats.
And hey, if somebody was willing to supply some wings, we're open to suggestions.
That's right. I mean,
can Trisha cook wings?
Come on, brother. You don't get to.
I like mine with a little crisp.
Look, man, I've lost 52 pounds. You don't get to 260 and you still look fat when you've lost 52 pounds if she can't cook. She can do anything. She's better than me a lot.
Oh, 100%. That's the only thing that you said today that I agree
wholeheartedly. That's true. 100% true.
Yes.
She's pretty
She's
amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're okay.
I get that. That's why I married her. Prop me up.
All right. We got to go. Start the music.
Go Bearcats.
What'd you... Dude, don't end
it weird.
I can't
say that.
Do you mind if I end my own show? Or do
no,
you want to,
I thought I was taking over.
Would you like to go ahead and do the ending?
Go ahead.
No, please.
No.
I'm waiting on you.
No, you got it. Now I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
I am.
No, give me one more Go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats.
All right, folks. And now, hopefully, the next show you see will be burning our mouths off with chicken wings. So we'll see. Stu, thank you, man.
Thank you for having
me. Michael,
thanks for
coming. As always, pleasure.
As always, Jacob, thank you.
See ya.